This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for a Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Winnebago County DA says the Department of Justice will handle the Jason Lindemann case because two of his office staff are friends of Lindemann. Lindemann is accused of hitting the Luz Cruz back in July, causing injuries and damage to the boat, and then driving off on the Fox River. The DA also cites social media as to whom was on the Lindemann boat that night as a reason to turn over the case to the DOJ. At this time, no formal charges have been filed. The Oshkosh City Council will hold a budget workshop today. The council will review personnel costs and the future cost of health insurance. The council is also getting estimates on city revenue, fund balances, and debt service. The Winnebago County Health Department is now offering monkeypox vaccination appointments. The vaccinations are recommended for people who have been exposed to monkeypox and those in the high-risk category. You can contact the County Health Department for more details on that. Oshkosh police continue to look for Michael Blake. He walked away yesterday from the Winnebago Correction Center. They say he may be traveling with a woman. Page 2. Thursday is the first day of classes for Oshkosh public schools. Now, schools are still looking for some support staff. The district is also in need of bus drivers, who are offering a whopping $23 an hour to drive kids to school. Schools will start the year with less restrictive COVID-19 protocols, no mask being required. Congratulations to Tamara the Cake Guru. Her cake and cupcake business is celebrating 25 years this year in Oshkosh. The folks at the Marquette Law School polling office promising two more polls in September. They'll take another look at the gubernatorial and Senate race coming up on September 15th, and then some national issues the week after that. And the new Popeye's Chicken restaurant has an official opening date of September 27th. The franchise still needs some equipment for the restaurant, and they say they need to hire about 75 people to open and run Popeye's. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We're back again here on the Chamber website on Thursday. Have a great day.